Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Greene County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Greene County Coordinator with New Opportunities, is Teresa Landsman, back with us now. So thank you very much, Teresa, for being on.
Thank you very much for having me, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, Teresa, we've come to the time of year where it's a rather busy time of the year for you at New Opportunities. Let's start right away with a popular program for folks around here, and it's a federally funded program, no less, is the Low Income Heating Assistance Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular program and how that works?
Yes, that program started October 1st. For the elderly and disabled households. Basically, you just give us a call. We are doing things a little bit different this year because of the whole COVID virus. We are having people talk to us over the phone, email information, mail information, and drop off information. So once you get signed up, so much money goes to your heating source vendor, and then your heat and your electric cannot disconnect you until April 1st. So it's also helping you cover those high heating bills, but also eliminates the worry of if you don't have enough to cover your bill for the month, you won't be disconnected.
Now, is there certain guidelines, restrictions that people need to follow in order to become qualified for this program?
Yes, we do have income guidelines, and when you come out, get a hold of me for an appointment. Even I'm having trouble not seeing people this year. We ask to see proof of income for the last 30 days, and your heat or propane bill and your electric bill, and if you're new to the program, your Social Security cards for everyone in the household. And the guidelines for a family of four is $45,850. But that gets you money, but we do up to $52,400 for a family of four. That will keep you protected from not being disconnected during this time. So if you're a little bit higher on the income, you also still get the benefit. So we strongly encourage people to come out. And we can also look at the last 30 days or last year's income tax, because sometimes things change so drastically from month to month that we have several options to try. I just encourage people to give me a call, and I work through the income as much as I can to help out the families.
Well, now, Teresa, let's talk about something else that you're also involved with New Opportunities, and that is your annual holiday food baskets. Can you explain, first of all, what that particular program is?
Yes, the food baskets is working with the Adopt-A Family, and we help families over the Christmas holiday, that 2 weeks when kids are home and food can get a little bit slim. They've just recovered from the Christmas time. We help with enough food to try to get them through for the 2 weeks. This year, we are throwing around some ideas to make it COVID-friendly and how we can help the families without putting anyone at risk of getting the virus and all of that. But one way or another, we're going to be helping the families out during that time. The applications are at my office, and they are also on our website, newop.org. I am at my office every day from 9 to 3, and you can knock on the door. I can get you, help you with what I can, and get the application filled out.
Can you explain to us about how many households were able to take advantage of this program last year? And is this still a needed program in your eyes for people here in Greene County?
Yes. The program last year, we helped 160 families, and many of them were families with children that during that time, you don't realize how much a growing child eats until they are home for 2 weeks. And it always helps out. The food pantry is gracious enough to also allow families to have, like, their benefits, too. So it's not you get one or the other. And the food source is just a huge relief from families. That's something that we hate for any child to go hungry, much less any adult. It just makes for a difficult time with trying to take medication or just get through their daily lives. So it is very needed. And the love that you see when the families are picking up the baskets and the appreciation is just so heartwarming.
And then another thing we quickly would like to get to is your Green County Toys Drive. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular program?
Yes, we will have boxes set up around the community with Green County Toys on them. And we also get toys from the Toys for Tots program in Des Moines. The Green County Toys, they are also on the same sign-up sheet as the food basket. We go by the same guideline, the 200% guideline, and families will pick up the toys and try to help out to ease some of the stress at Christmas with a few things.
Teresa, how can people donate to that particular program? Is there anything specific they need to know about if they want to either do a monetary donation again or actually purchase a toy to give to it?
If they want to purchase toys, they can purchase them and bring them out here to New Opportunities or find boxes around the area that says Green County Toys. If they want monetary, they can make that out to New Opportunities and either mail it or bring it to out to the office. And new toys, because that just makes...
What are the deadlines for not only the Green County Toys for donations and signups to be made and also the holiday food baskets deadlines?
Okay, so the deadline for the food basket and the toys is November 25th. That way we can start getting our figures and set up for signing up for the programs. The donations coming into the programs, we will continue to accept up through December 14th. And if someone feels strongly about adopting a child for Christmas or something like this, I will have those out here at my office that you can contact me and get a child that you'd like to get their stuff for.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Green County New Opportunities Coordinator is Teresa Landsman joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.